Cheshbon on Shabbos. So Drashi v'shama b'kach means for going shekhar hoyu, something that happened already. Litzurich, elishavru, could go in kach v'kach leitzfeisi v'binyin zeh. You say, I spend this much money, I bought this house. So without you bought it already, it's not looking to the future. So that you're allowed to talk about on Shabbos. You're allowed to say cheshbon is what happened already. For the Gemara, reminu avakasha, reminu. You're allowed to make cheshbonis what you don't need. It's not the gate, it's ain't tzorach. The yain mechashvin cheshbonis to tzrichim b'shabbos. But you're not allowed to make cheshbonis on Shabbos, something that you still need, pertains to. Case it, what's the case? Oiner odin lechaveroi. Kach tzakach po'alim hoitzeisi, or else the Bach answer is, his karti, shel soda, al soda. I mean, I have to spend and hire so many workers outside the zoo in order to make this field produce, this produce. I had to spend money to hire this much amount of poilim. You're allowed to say I spent this much money and bought this house. Since it happened already, it's not negated to anything right now, so you're allowed to talk about it. But you're not allowed to say loy kach v'kach hoitzeisi v'kach v'kach and the yosid loitzi. But you're not allowed to say I spent already half the money, but you should know I still have to spend yet more money. So since you're talking about what you're going to have to spend this week, that's also to talk about on Shabbos. So you can't say what you're going to do, business you're going to do, but things that already happened, that's called dvorim shama v'kach. That you're allowed to talk about on Shabbos. At the Gemara, the time of the kash lecho he gufa. The court is still on the brisa gufa right now. There's gufa a still in the brisa. He gufa. So what's the kash he gufa? First we're saying cheshbon neshama v'kach is muter. It says at the end and the beginning of the brisa it says sakert. It says tanya lihochi cheshbon neshaovru v'shasidim liyas asurim. So sha'ovru means cheshbonis that happened already. Still it's osur. The chura cheshbonis that happened already, that's called dvar shamabekach. Here we're saying it's mutter. And before it's mashmitz osur, but the more it's a steer in the din itself. The time of kashalach higufa. El, the parrot says like this. Ho di ika agro di agira gavei. Ho di leka agro di agira gavei. As if you paid them all up already, you don't owe the perlin any money, then you're allowed to talk about it on Shabbos. You're allowed to say, I have to hire 50 workers to work on this field, providing you already paid them all up. Now since they're all paid up already, it might not come in how many workers you had, you don't have, it's not negated to you anymore. Then you can talk about it. But if you say, I had to hire 50 workers for this field, but you didn't pay them up yet, so then it's negated that you still have to pay them up, then it's also to talk about on Shabbos. Rashi, kach v'kach leitzeisi, al ma'ovru mutarin. Tikshloch higufo, b'raisa k'maisa reishi katoni, shavru asurin, that's the sirun. Before the b'raisa says, even though something that already happened, you're saying you hired already 50 workers, it's awesome. V'seifu katoni, shoma v'kach mutarin, dainu avrum. And the seifu says, no, dvarim shoma v'kach, some to say, I already hired 50 workers last week, it's mutar. Sechot Sisira, the teretz is, if you still have to pay them, you didn't pay the wages yet, so it's negated to your business yet. You have to spend this much money this week. Then you can't talk about it on Shabbos. But if you already paid them up, you stop saying that you did it, that's Dvarim Shemabakach, might not mean you did, you didn't do it, that's mut to talk about on Shabbos. That's not called cheshbonis that you come to do business on Shabbos. The Mishnah says you can't go and put yourself near the Tchum on Shabbos today to be able to get Purim ready after Shabbos. Tana Rabbonin, Ma'itze v'chosad echod she'nifritzo loy teretz b'teich sodeil. It happened on Shabbos that he had a field and he had a wall, a gate around it before Shabbos, and on Shabbos the wall fell down. A teretz means a breaking. The part of the gate broke down. So the Chura, Evenimlach oleh l'goydra. And he thought right away, the first thing you do, your fence breaks down on your property, that the fence is guarding it for you, you want to build it up again. So first he figured, v'nimlach lel gedri, thought right away, I'm going to go down now and fix up the fence on Shabbos. V'niska, then later, sheshabbosu. Then he remembered, no, it's Shabbos today. Obviously I can't do it. V'nimno ise chosid v'le gedri. Obviously the chosid taka didn't build the fence, since he remembered it's Shabbos, he didn't build the fence. So the Gemara of the Nasa Lenes, a Nes happened to this Chosid, the also Lloyd Slav, that a tzlaf tree grew exactly where the pirtzi, where the hole in the wall was, this tzlaf tree did two things. Ashton was such a thick tree, it clogged up the hole there, and also it gave him so much fruit, he was able to make a panos of him and his whole household. So Drashi, tzlaf, ilon godlu, it's a big tree, obala nofam arba, has a lot of branches. They had the Gemara Brochis, three different types of fruits grow on this tree. Yesh b'peirosav, evyoynes, the berries, kafrisin, v'lulvin. The kafrisin has the ika tree, and then the shomer, the around it, the peels around it. So the kids said that's the maisel. Churitz amod na maisel, like Churitz Mashmei, he was a chosid, he did a maisel titkis, and because he did a maisel titkis, he was zecher for this nest. It's a chur kasha, what's the maisel titkis, what do you do? So I care, the chur, why is the guy a chosid? Hey, as soon as the fence broke down the Shabbos, the first thing you do is he went to fix it. What kind of chosid is that? What do you mean he went to fix it? And then he remembered today was Shabbos. What kind of chosid is that? You remember today Shabbos, and yashkayach. You have no head to do it on Shabbos. What's the habit mean here? And what's the maisel titkis? So this is interesting. The Taz, he brings on the side here, the Taz in Shulchan Aruch and Shin Zayin asked us for kasha. He wants to learn a chiddush. It's a shalal alocha there. If a guy does a malocha for you on Shabbos, it's a shaila, you're not allowed to have a no from it on Shabbos. That's what we hold. Some shittas hold, it's also to have a no leilum void. Once the guy did it for you on Shabbos, it was done by Yisram, you're not allowed to have a no leilum void. That's the alocha. So the Taz wants the boyois, that's pshat on this chosid. The chosid of pshat is that as soon as it fell down, Eshnas, he wants to say two pshat, mavada nimloch lele gredrum, it doesn't mean he really had that to build it up. He was a chosid. Avadi knew it Shabbos and knows he couldn't do it. It just meant one pshat is he wanted to tell a guy to do it. That was his machshava first. He wanted to tell a guy to do it. And even though then he changed his mind, and he didn't tell a guy to do it. But I call upon him, what the person, the chosid, did is, it says, nimloch lele gredrum, venim lois the chosid, like Yidri, he learns the pshat is, that the chosid made a knas upon himself. That since he had to have a minute to tell a guy to do it. And if the guy would have done it on Shabbos to build up the fence would have been also to have a nol or void. So he made a knas upon himself, he's never going to build a fence there. That was the chosid did. He canceled himself that not only on Shabbos didn't he build a fence, but even after Shabbos he didn't build a fence. And since he had a ksas machshava to do a ksas ister, he thought in his mind, maybe I should go tell a guy to do it. So he's such a chosid about that machshava in his mind that he canceled himself not to build a fence there on void. Also because he holds like this shittul alocha, that if the guy would have done it, it would have been also to have a no from it. So he can't sit himself. That's what Igmar brings down this maisa. Alright, that's what the Taz wants to say. Alright. Omer Rav Yehuda, Omer Shmuel, Mute li odam loy melech averoi, likrach ploini ani hoylich lemocher. You could talk to your friend at Shabbos and tell him, you know, I have to go to the next city. I have to go to Beverly Hills. I have to go down to the valley. I have to go to the valley tomorrow. That's mutter to say. Or the krach pranimam is the next town. Like I say, I have to go to the next town. Why? I lechur is chus lechum. Why you allowed to say it? We say shim yesh burganin hoylich. But the locher is, what's the yisa now? You're going chus lechum. Chus lechum is also to walk. But there are eitzes how to go chus lechum. That means burganin means if there are small houses that a shomer lives there. So, let's see Rashi. So if within every 70 yamas out of the city, there's a house that somebody lives, the tchum goes kaseda. Hey, the pshat from the tchum is, there's a city, people live there. Out of the city means nobody lives there. Now the first 70 yamas out of the city, that's the dividing point, say that, it's called the end of the city. Let's say you have like 60 yamas out of the city, and put at the end of 60 yamas is a small house there, that makes the city goes further. The tchum then first starts a paimama from that house. Let's say 70 yamas away is again a small house there, small hut, that somebody's there, then you go weiter. So Maisa, there is a hechatimsa how you could walk to the next city. Luitsu, there would have been small houses on the road. Every 70 yamas, you would be allowed to walk there. So the pshat is, that you say you're going to walk there, it's not 100% isser. There are sometimes that's mutter. Therefore, we're allowed to talk about this on Shabbos. It's not called, you vali have to do an isser to get to that city. As if you say, I'm going to ride my car there tomorrow, that's also, because you're not allowed to ride a car on Shabbos. But just to say, I'm going to go to that city tomorrow, that's mutter. Because there are hechatimsis how you can get there even today on Shabbos. So it's not cool you're doing an issa. Trashi, shim yesh loy burganin, me ayin amo li ayin ame, every 70 yamas and onwards. Heulich, afilu b'Shabbos, then you could walk even on Shabbos. Sha'akil, choshe, kirachas, it's all considered like one city. the holy ear could Dal Damas, those cities like Dal Damas, could Yarmina be Irvin? Like says in Sech Irvin. The Chivon do Dover Shesh Le Heter, Ayyade Takona Beshabbis, since it's Shaykh for you to walk to that city on Shabbos, if there would be this Burgenin, there would be these houses along the road in every 70 Yamis. I'm going to walk there even now to that city. There's no hetim. There's just a problem. The etzim malacha is not a malacha. It's only missing a hetim of a tchum. But if they're not, if there are cases that it's mutter, you're not to talk about it. Tana, our Mishnah says, "Ein machshichem al atchum." This go forlim. You're not allowed to walk the end of the tchum on Shabbos. Today, that right after Shabbos, you go over the tchum to how your work is. Olahavi peiris, and you're not allowed to go there to bring back peiris either. You can't walk to the tchum today. That right after Shabbos, you walk to your orchard and you cut off the peiris and bring them back. So the more bishleim malischa poelim to be Shabbos leMotziagur. Bishleim, you can't walk there for the purpose of hiring workers, because on Shabbos there's no hetter to hire workers. You can't hire a worker on Shabbos. Therefore, on Shabbos you're not allowed to walk to the end of the tchum. Ela lohavi peiris, but if you're only walking there for the purpose of carrying back peiris, why is it also leimer shem yesha mechitzas? Maybe like it's not vade also to bring back peiris. Let's say there would be mechitzas. Let's say there'd be a big rishus hayochid. There'd be an erev there. Then you would be allowed to carry it back. So if after the Eichet Tim Sai can carry back your Paris, it should be mutter to walk there also. And the Gemara, because it's not worse than saying. It's the whole issue of that you can't walk there because it looks like you're doing something. But if you're allowed to say it, so you can walk there also. And the Gemara, Mishkachas lo, the Paris HaMechubarim. Posh it. We're talking about you want to go, you want to walk now on Shabbos at the end of the Tchum, because they right after Shabbos you walk into your orchard and pull off the Paris. But that there's no hetzer to do on Shabbos. Shabbos, no matter what you want, however eitzer is, you can't pull off peiros on Shabbos. That's nitzi d'raisa. So mele, it's also to walk on Shabbos to the end of Tchum, because you're walking there to do with Bar Isser. So since you can't do it on Shabbos, you can't walk there to the Seif HaTchum. For the Morbo Toni Raboishia, Ein Machshichim Al HaTchum Lohovi Tevin V'kash. You're not allowed on Shabbos walk to the end of the Tchum of the city. Today, that right after after Shabbos, you go fetch some Tevin, some straw. Mavishlei mekash about getting the straw. Mishkachas to b'mechuber. Kash is to mean the zangin. Rashi zanvoy sashi boilim. The zangin, the stalks of the wheat. So since it's still attached to the ground, you could say you want to get it to cut off the stalks. So treat that that's also to do on Shabbos. Therefore, you can't walk the Seif HaTchum on Shabbos. Ela tevin, tevin means the straw l'chura when it's already cut off and made into hay. So why can't you bring the hay? Heichi Mishkachas lo. Why is it so posh that he can't walk to the Seif HaTchum to bring back hay? The Chura hay was cut off already from before Shabbos. So Chura, what's the Yisr? I saw you carrying it. But that's the Kasha. Let's say there'll be an Erev, it'll be Mutter. So since there's Heichi Tim Tardut Heter, it should be Mutter now also. And the Gemara, Mishkachas lo v'tivnasari. We're talking about like, the Sari means it's fashtunken already. It's raw, it's bad, a straw. Hey, so mele it's Muksa. Since it's not Roy, for anything obliged Muksa. Drashi Shafilu Yesh Mechitzos Ainu Maybe Mishum to Muksas the Muksu. Since it's Muksa, it's awesome. Right, so that's the reason why it's awesome. Because you can't touch Muksa. By the Toshma, Machshichim Al Hatchum Lefakech Aliske Kala. You want to close the door, man? Toshma, Machshichim Al Hatchum Lefakech Aliske Kala. You allowed on Shabbos walk to the end of the tchum. The fakir to take care of iske kala. Rashi Litvia, the word means what? Well, what it means? We allowed to walk on Shabbos to the end of the tchum to be able to take care after Shabbos about isoka about the chasna about a kala. The aliske ames. So what? Then you want to take somebody died on Shabbos? You allowed to walk to the end of the tchum on Shabbos, but they're right after Shabbos. You walk right to do things for the mace. So we have a diik aliske kala mace in, but that's mutter. Al iske achaloi, on something else it's awesome. For vishlei ma'achad dumi de kala mishkachas lo. Vishlei ma'kala, that's a mitzvah smuta. But something else it's awesome, it's good. Le mizgo le asa. What do you want to bring for kala? You want to bring a perfume, a type of asa mitzadasim. Like you want to cut off nice flowers to bring to her. So only le kala it's smuta because of the dvar mitzvah. But lo yitzu yistam, you want to walk to the end of the tchum. Because they'll be able to cut off after Shabbos. Flowers, that's awesome, because you can't cut off flowers on Shabbos. So it's good, why only the tzur of color is mutter, but for another purpose, it's awesome. drashi lemigza leasam to yovdu loy gira no the asla kalosa. So he made like a nice flowers for the kala. So it's good why for shastam cutting off flowers is asr to walk through tchum on Shabbos. Because you walk in there to do a dvar isr, you can't walk there. The sarah kala is mutter. Elamate, but what's the case that we want to walk to the end of the tchum? Today that right after Shabbos you do something for the mace, we're saying it's mutter. Mashenka, if it wouldn't be for the purpose of the mace, it'd be asr. What's the case? Mind me, what is the case of a mace? The churam lahaviloy orin v'tachrichim. The case is the mace died here. Now you want to get him an orin or a tachrichim. You have to go someplace else to get him. So that's the shaila. You want to walk to the end of the tchum on Shabbos now? Because they right after Shabbos you walk chus the tchum to bring back an orin or to bring back the tachrichim. It's closing. Ukitana we have a diak mace in avalachaloy. It's only mutter for a mace, but for nachir it's osur. It is a kasher v'yamai. Why, if you want to walk the tchum just to bring back for something else, a chayfut zosarim lema shem yesha mechitza maybe? Let's say if it's only a question of carrying something back, that should be mutter. Because let's say you'll have an erev there, you would be allowed to carry it back. So if after zeichet timsa, how you're allowed to do this type of a malacha on Shabbos, you're allowed to walk to the end of the tchum on Shabbos. And here it's mashmit zosar. It says only for tzorchei ameitz you're allowed to walk the end of the tchum to carry back after Shabbos the aron or the tachrichim. But for something else it's also. And the Gemara name meis nami mishkachas lo lemizgul leglima. I tell you that tzorchei ameitz means not some to carry, but you have to make a mistachrichim. You have to cut and sew up the clothing. So that's a nisar. That's a malach on Shabbos. There's no hechatims to have to sew something on Shabbos. Therefore, you're not allowed to walk to the end of the tchum on Shabbos. Today, after Shabbos, you want to go someplace to sew clothing. But that's an iser. Mashenken, if you're doing the tzorech hameis, that's why it's mutter. So it's good where only tzorech hameis is mutter, and not for anybody else. Trash le mizgal le glima, the sakan le tachrichim, the enheter le dover hayem klal. There's no such heter on Shabbos to fix clothing on Shabbos. Therefore, you can't walk to the tchum, only for tzorech hameis is mutter. But you'll either go to the end of the tchum, almanas to be there to be able to watch your fields. If you want to watch your fields after Shabbos, that's mutter. And Mele, what does it say also? That once you're there ready to watch your fields, you'll either bring back the Paris also. So the Gemara of Yafagav Layavdil, Mashmi is saying his ladder walk to be by the tchum, that right after Shabbos will go to the fields and will watch it and will bring back Paris. I need to make Avdolo. Rashi, Yafagav Layavdil, I say for the Mastisim Matam the Tony, or maybe Paris be yodin. So once you go there to watch your fields, you are allowed to bring back Paris also. How do you bring back Paris? Lekoytisam min amechuber b'lo havdola. That you have to cut off the Paris that amechuber without making havdola. That's the kasha. You can't do malach without making havdola. I be yom Reb Lozer ben Antignis, mishum Reb Lozer ben Yaakov, osel lo liyodom shiyas lechveitzav koydem shiyavdol. Before you make Abdullah, you can't do malachas. You can't do what you want. You want chayfetz. So how could the other person pick off the apples and bring it home? I'll tell you, maybe he davened Marav there in the field, or by the tchum. And in Marav, he said Abdullah. So the more name, Vomrav Yudah Mashmuel, Hamavdo betfila tzorach shiavd ala kois. And that alone is not enough. The ikat akonar is, even though you said Abdullah betfila, still you have to go home and make Abdullah betkois. So the havamin is now you're not allowed to do malachon before you make avdol al kois. So the mavdechi teim with the avdol al kois. Maybe Enochanami was talking about he was by the tchum, and there by the tchum, right after Shabbos, first he made avdol, and then he went to pick off the peiros. For the Gemara, kois besod the miika. But what is the kois and in frat yain? What is it doing out in the fields? The Chur is saying you're walking at the end of the tchum Shabbos, as Amish in the fields already, and you're waiting there till the end of the Shabbos, and right after you're going to the field to watch it and to bring back Paris. Where's the kais? And the Gemara Tirgma Rav Nosam Barami came with the Rava Ben Hagitois Shonim. We're talking about in a case where it's a wine season and you're going out to the fields to watch your wine press. So if you're going out of the tchum to go to your wine press out there, the stomach you have a kais to roast, you drink wine there. I'll give you a hechatimson. The reason is, you walked to the tchum, right after Shabbos you went and made Abdullah first, and then you watched your field, and then you brought back the Paris. That's one Paris. Omale Ravad Rav Ashidom, v'marovo amrinu hochi. And Eretz Yisrael, they said the pshat is like this, and this is the halachom. Hamavdil ben kodesh l'chol, v'yavdin on tzorchin. All you have to do malocha, even without davening, without making Abdullah because Abi Yisrael Hamavdil ben kodesh l'chol, you'll have to do malocha. And Echam, Avadi you have to dav marv, and Avadi you have to make Abdullah. But to do malacha, as soon as you say Hamavdil ben kodesh l'chol, you'll have to do malacha. Omer Ravashi, ki yavin bei Rav Kano, nor zvar Rav Kano, hevi yomar, ha-mavdu bei Kodesh l'chol, u-mesaltin etzulti. We used to chop up the fire with the wood then for the fire. So you see, even before it made Abdullah, as soon as he said ha-mavdu bei Kodesh l'chol, that's enough. So drashi ha-mavdu bei Kodesh l'chol, le-ekir ha-biyam ol-alabis ha-samilach. To make a hecker, that's enough. Right, the next halacha, that the Indian is you're not supposed to eat before you make Havdalah al-Kodesh. That you shouldn't do. Just to do malacha, you're allowed to do malacha as long as you said, Hamavdu bekodesh l'chol. It's providing us after the time when Shabbos is over. Right. Chlal omer abishol. Kol shani zakoi bi'amirosoi, zakoi ani b'chavok achus t'tchum. That was his lashon in the Mishnah. The one. Kol shani zakoi b'amirosoi. He owes anything we're allowed to talk about on Shabbos is reshor ani l'hashtach olov. Of a you're allowed to walk on Shabbos to be by the end of the Tchum, because they're right after Shabbos, you go chus the Tchum. That was his klal. So the Gemara boy Elihu, Abishur Lahai, on which case is he going on? Ilema Reisha Koi, that says that that's Osir, you're not allowed to walk to the Tchum on Shabbos, because they to be there right after Shabbos, to hire a poilim, or something that's Osir, or Bezoi, Ein Machshichim ala Tchum, a Reisha Koi, Ein Machshichim ala Tchum, Nisko Poilim, Lovi Peiris, that the Reisha, the Mishnah says, you're not allowed to walk on the Tchum on Shabbos to be there, kidei to hire workers, or to bring teres of the Zoi. What is his Lashon? Abishol's Lashon. Hai kol shani zakoi b'amirosei. He's saying anything you are allowed